Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Percy and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Okay, before I start answering questions, I need you to know I am driving between my hometown and another town. The phone is probably going to drop, so I'm not hanging up on you. I will answer what I can, and when it drops, it drops. I don't have service. We don't work for any kind of media.
All right, thank you. And just by the way, thank you for staying even though you're driving. So do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, to both.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, and the chance is 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
56.
56, all right, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Very strong, all right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm going to say satisfied just because of some things, very, very troubling things that affect females in our country that have happened in the last several months.
All right, thank you. So I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the members of Congress to be focused on. And for each of these issues that I list, if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you and for members of Congress to be focused on it. And a 0 basically means not important at all. A 5 is like somewhat important, and a 10 is that this is like the most important issue ever. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is protecting abortion rights.
You said 10 is the most important,
yes,
right?
10 is the most important.
Yes, 10.
All right. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
I am so sorry. I you're a little bit soft. Your voice is a little soft, and I didn't hear that.
Oh, I can read that again louder. No worries. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
9.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10.
Lowering rent.
Oh my gosh, 10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, and a 0 means you don't like them. And a 50 is neutral, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is J.D. Vance.
Oh, gosh. Tell me what a 0 was again, the definition.
Yeah, 0 means you do not like them. You have very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them.
Yes, 0.
Janelle Bynum.
I would say about 90.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Ron Wyden.
90.
Joe Biden.
Oh, that's such a hard one right now. I'm going to say 80 because I'm hoping for a replacement, but.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Kamala Harris.
100.
Lori Chavez DeRemer.
Oh, 0.
MAGA Republicans.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
90.
And Donald Trump.
0.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if you like
to... Makes me sick.
All right, thank
what?
You.
What?
So I know it's like a long way off, but if elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Biden. My phone's going to die any moment, just so you know.
Oh, all right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Janelle.
And since I know you're not supporting Lori Chavez, the Reamer now, but what would you say the chances they might support her in the future? Would you say like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Oh my God, today is not my day. All right.